You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Just saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Good evening. Welcome to Just Saying. I'm Diane Valentine. I am your host. Thank you for joining us for another Friday night session of some good old juicy happy hour girlfriend talk. You know I'm not up here by myself, so let me introduce you to my co-host. To my immediate left, the beautiful, the amazing, the brilliant Mrs. April Daniels.
Hey, y'all.
And next to April, our resident fly girl, our black Barbie doll that we are on the hunt for the perfect man for her,
yes.
Ms. Jennifer Williams.
Hi, guys.
And then we have a special guest in the studio with us tonight, Donovan Carter. Donovan is an actor. He is a former star football player, and you can see him now on the new hit show on HBO called Ballers, going into second season, right?
Yes.
Second season.
Real soon.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Welcome. Congrats. Welcome, Donovan.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So, Donovan, it is Friday night.
Yes.
So we have kind of a ritual here, Just Saying.
Okay.
Since it is happy hour, we always kick off our show with a great cocktail. So, Jen, what are we drinking tonight?
Oh, boy. Okay. We are drinking single until the drinks kick in.
I like that. Was that from cocktails.com or is that your name?
I don't know who invented the name. So it's a little tiny tequila and some apple cider since it's about to be cuffing season, you know. Get you
harvest
a little
harvest Florida.
Yeah.
It sounds like warm and cozy.
And mm-hmm. some tiny tequila mm-hmm. and a possible bay.
A hookup maybe in the near future.
See how the night goes. You know?
All right.
So we
Let's
can
cheers,
cheers
guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Do you hate drinking from a martini glass?
Do I?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not too bad.
I pull up, then pull out. Show you what real ball, what we bring, then grills out.
I know. Are you guys feeling the soundtrack for tonight's cocktail? That is one of our favorites, Mr. Lot Kashaw. He's back with us. And we want to know what you guys think of this track. Do you love it as much as we do? Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
He's got like a nice little glove, doesn't he? Lot Kashaw. We gotta have him in the studio.
Yeah.
Love his vibe. Love his vibe.
Lay back.
Yeah. So before we jump into our show, we're going to jump into our segment called Just Heard. So, April, what is the tea this week?
Well, you know, we're playing catch up. So I definitely have to talk about Kanye West and his announcement of running for president.
Yeah.
We have not talked about this.
He is a damn fool.
Oh, my goodness. We have not talked about this. And I know Kim was just on the Ellen show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they discussed it, and she said, you know, when Kanye puts his mind to something, he pretty much locks into it, and anything is possible. So, ladies and gentlemen, how would you feel if he actually won the presidency?
Could you see Kim in the White House? I mean, taking selfies with the ass out. No, negative.
Well, one thing's for sure, that White House would have a renovation like no other.
I know.
That thing
this
would be
true.
Laid for the gods, okay?
You know, what I love about Kanye, what I really, really love about Kanye, is that he declares everything he wants for his life. Unapologetically, and he may be arrogant, but he just comes out and says that I'm going to do it. What do you think, Donovan?
I'm a big Ye fan, and I mean, the whole speech was just funny. He was definitely wilding when he was doing the speech. But
would you vote for him?
It depends who he's running against. I don't know. I can't say. But I mean, like, if he wants to do it, I can't knock anybody that wants to do something. And if you put your mind to it, I believe you can do anything. So,
right?
But I can't. I mean, maybe you should try maybe mayor or governor.
Yeah, no, right?
That's where you just go for it. Yeah, right. That's too mediocre for him, though. You know, right. He gonna do it. He gonna go for the big dog.
Straight to the top,
the big
right?
dog. Yeah, yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I
but
think
how much worse could it get? Donald Trump, Kanye West.
Oh my God,
Donald Trump.
Actually, I would put my money on Kanye before Donald Trump.
See,
okay. I definitely would. I'm just scared when I think of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah, no, the White House will never be the same. And let's move on a little bit because I know tonight's show is going to be super juicy.
Yes, yes.
But you know, it seems to be a lot of buzz about Travis Scott and Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Her new boo thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, I guess to most, he's not your average eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it seems to be a lot of opinions flying via social media. Good old social media, you know, we can rely. Listen, never mind asking your mama, your cousin, your sister. Just
you
put it on
social media.
Absolutely. So you know, it's kind of interesting because Rihanna's taking a stance like, if you don't like my boo, you don't like me, and I'm blocking you, I'm unfollowing you. I mean, she going hard for her thing. So I think that's pretty interesting because, you know, most of the time, you know, I don't know, I guess women, it's rare that you see a man go after an unattractive woman to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's common for a woman to maybe settle for an unattractive man.
Mm.
And I don't want to say she's settling because he may be an absolutely wonderful guy. And obviously he's doing
really
something
big bank account.
Or other big things, but we won't go into that. But
oh, wow.
I mean,
I didn't want to say. But
she's definitely like really going hard for him. So it's something that's, you know,
the
all right for her.
Good.
Oh, now, see, I wasn't going to use that terminology, but since you put it out there, what do you think that's about, guys?
The dick is good.
You think it's just that?
Yes.
No.
There's no way.
She don't wake up to him and be like,
that does help.
Yeah.
But there's no way. There's no way. Look, women want somebody to be good to them, period. And after, especially when you're someone who is famous and wealthy, probably after a while you start saying, all the things that I thought I needed aren't really that important anymore.
Right, right.
I bet
but
you
wait,
he's good
what
to
is he, what's his song? He's a rapper?
Yeah, he's a rapper. Mm-hmm. He's from Houston.
What? Do we know his song?
He got
really
Antidote right now.
Yourself right now. But it's all good.
But I don't know his song. I really
don't. Yes, you do. Say, yes, I do.
What's the name of
it? You know his song. Just say, I like that song.
I really don't know.
We're not going to spend a lot of time here.
I listen to that trap music like
what's wrong with trap music?
He good. No,
Donovan, can you educate Jennifer?
No, you should listen to his CD.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, he got a song called Antidote out that's real, real popular. And,
okay.
But his CD just came out like a month ago, and it's pretty good. He's with T.I. He signed with T.I. record label, Grand Hustle.
Okay,
Grand
cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he a producer, too. So
I didn't know.
Right.
That's okay.
It's going to be good.
He just, this is his first CD, so he just coming out.
Okay.
All right. Well, this leads us into our show tonight. So tonight we are talking about love and the magic click. So we're going to...
The magic stick.
Love and the magic.
No, I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you.
April has been drinking that watermelon,
I've been
y'all.
I've been rare for... I'm going to get beat when I get home.
I am rare for tonight.
Baby, don't beat me. I love you. Diane made me do it.
Why not? So we really want to just kind of take a look and examine this whole concept of dating and attractiveness. You know, what happens when the woman is way more attractive or the man is way more attractive? And does that even really matter? Like, if it matters, why does it matter? And if it matters, is that why so many of us are single? I'm just saying. All right. So flashback.
Look at me.
I just glanced your way.
We
I just glanced
y'all.
Your way.
I mean, I'm just real cute. I'm too cute for anybody. That's why I'm single.
You
okay?
Waiting for that special one.
That is the wrong thing to say.
It's standards. She has standards. She don't just want to go for anything, and I appreciate that. We don't want you to go for anything, okay? Okay?
Don't. See? Me neither.
Thank you. Thank you,
see?
Bo.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I don't know why you're endorsing that foolishness. Hello. This is why Jennifer is single.
It's okay. Be picky over here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Coming from a man. Be picky. Okay. I like that.
I just think people should be judged not on the outer appearance.
The physical.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Yeah. So, flashback to 2001. You guys remember the film Shallow Hal?
Yes.
Okay.
Houdini.
Shallow Hal. So, he was hypnotized because he was so superficial. And so he's hypnotized so that he could only see the outward appearance of someone based on what they were like on the inside. And we all know he fell in love with a woman that was very, very much overweight and very unattractive. And, you know, when he realized, when he woke up from it, he, like, dumped her immediately. So there is something to be said about when a man is willing to date an unattractive woman, right? And what is that? Why, for the same reasons that women do it, why do men do it? So, for example, power star Omari Hardwick, he made, you know, a public appearance recently with his wife, Jennifer, and they've been married now for 3 years. And when they made this appearance, he got so much backlash from Twitter and black Twitter and white Twitter and people saying she was ugly.
Everybody Twitter.
She was masculine and all this stuff, which I thought was so mean and so awful. But I ain't going to ask Jennifer. I'm going to ask April. April, what matters more, personality or looks?
Personality.
I would say the same thing.
Personality. No way.
Yes, I totally would.
Yes, she would.
Looks go.
Because that one guy was funny looking. That's so true. She totally would say personality.
Your man was, your husband wasn't fine.
Exactly. But he had a big bank account and a big dick, so.
Oh, God, no. And then...
Our wild card, Donovan. Our wild card.
Excuse me.
All right. So, Donovan, are men capable of looking past physical appearance?
Yeah, I think some men are capable, but the majority aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. For me, I mean, I need a little bit of both. I need looks and personality. But I mean, you don't have to be like a 10. You know, you could be like a 7.5 or, you know, 8.
So a 7.5 and an 8 is really not unattractive.
But even if you're like a 5, your personality can take you to a 10. I believe.
Yeah.
So Donovan, could you date an unattractive woman?
No.
I mean,
he's stuttering like, oh,
nah. I can't. I need somebody bad in my life. But we can hang out though. We can go get a drink or, you know, some food or something.
No, you cannot get a drink because when you start drinking, folks look different. So you gotta go bowling, go miniature golf. Do not get a drink.
Bear goggles is what they call it.
I'll drink some water and she'll get a drink.
You know, because then you'll be like, yeah, what did I do? She'd be like, I thought you was giving me the eye.
I woke up like
you.
Day
dates.
Right. Yeah. So, Jennifer, do you think that love really is blind?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that
didn't even sound right.
I try to sound sweet saying it. No, I think it is. I think it is. Obviously, I feel the first attraction to someone is definitely physical.
Okay.
But you still need to get to know the person because they could be drop dead gorgeous and be so shallow inside.
Right.
So, I mean, I think love
Hello,
is
Hello, the last 5 guys you dated.
Nope, but no one's keeping count.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
I can't get your break around
Sorry. But, okay, so Donovan, you have, you know, I love your honesty.
Yeah.
And you said you have got to have somebody bad in your life.
Yes.
So I just have a question for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Did you feel the same way before Hollywood?
Ooh.
Yeah, because, I mean, I played football in college, so, you know, I don't know. It's just, I was around a lot of my boys' teammates. So even if I brought somebody weak, they would just be already making fun of me as soon as they see me. Like, I'm getting text messages like, who is that?
Wow.
Like, I gotta explain myself. But I mean, at the end of the day, if you're happy and if you like the person and, you know, do what you do. Like, one of my boys... his girl, she's like, they've been dating for a while, and she's like 6'7", and he's like 5'11".
Wow.
Wait a minute, wait.
Huh?
Yeah, she plays volleyball. She's really sweet, amazing person. Right. She's not ugly at all, but she's like, not like amazing, but you know, she's pretty.
Wait. gave him. You gave him a warning about us. I think we met our match.
But I mean, they love each other. They've been together for like 8 years. I mean, I didn't think. I thought it was just going to be like a little like you know, spring yeah. fling, but. Year it was like it would be like 1 year, 2 year, but I mean she got a really good personality, like you said, she like it's a 10 personality, but I mean it's just whatever you happy with, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta, who cares what other people think, that's what I say.
Okay, so you care because peer pressure that's getting, I mean, gotten the best of you.
I mean it influenced me a little bit, but I mean I know what I like, so you know I like something, you know, that I'm attracted to, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure what I'm attracted to everybody else is gonna be attracted to too, so
right.
Or think like, you know, I want like a girl that she walk in, they like, man, like who girl is that, you know?
So you want a trophy?
Nothing
wrong with that. Listen, okay, so let's talk about that for a minute, because we all want a trophy to some degree. But Jennifer, what if you got to buy that trophy and you got to polish him up and you got to fix him up?
Buy what?
What if you got to buy that trophy?
Like I got to pay for stuff?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh no, ma'am. Shit.
50-50.
The hell?
Did you say would you 50-50? Do 50-50?
What do you mean 50-50?
He said it. You got to ask him.
Oh, like, here's the thing. Yeah, I would. Like, I feel like you definitely got to bring something to the table. Like, I'm not buying the table and then I got to
buy the chairs.
I could totally do 50-50 mm-hmm. for sure.
So what if you got to buy the trophy, though?
I'm not buying shit. What the hell?
Donovan, how about you? What about if you find the trophy, yeah. right? So you find the perfect dime piece.
Yeah.
And other than looking like a trophy, she's useless.
I can't rock with that. I mean, we might could kick it for like a month.
And a month?
You go, you know.
We can fuck.
So it has to be a balance. She just can't be all about the
beauty.
But I don't
know. I need somebody like ambitious, you know, doing what they love
some
to
goals.
Do. Yeah, some goals or career, and you got to be bad. So, you know, I got my list.
Okay, so let me, I have a question.
Yes.
So, okay, goals, career,
yes.
all of that. But what happens when you want your trophy or your dime piece by your side, but she's too busy with her career and goals?
That's fine. You know, I'm going to be busy myself, too.
So does looks really matter then? Because she's doing her thing and you doing yours.
For me, yeah, looks matters for myself, but I don't speak for every man out here.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, like you said, I think when you meet somebody who's already physical.
Right.
And then you match that with, okay, is this person cool? Or
right. Is it more?
What is she, you know,
to
can
go
we
with
click
it?
Or, you know.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, I just got to find somebody I could just put up with even through her craziness and her, you know, her ups and downs.
And your craziness.
And my craziness.
Yeah.
And, you know,
right.
we just, you know, it's a team. You know, you, gotta,
right.
you just help each other get to that level.
Right.
So.
Right.
Now, April, I know that you are madly in love with Sean.
Yeah.
However, how would you feel if Omar brought home a very unattractive young woman? Yo, baby.
I'd be like,
you thought you think you're gonna have ugly grandkids. Yeah, you think about all that. How would you feel about that?
She would want to have a talk with him.
I don't want to be shallow. I don't want to be like, ooh. But actually, he did date this girl one time who was like, ooh. And I couldn't wait for her to be gone.
She had an amazing personality.
No, she didn't. She stank. Physically, mentally, like, for
damn.
Real, it was not, and I couldn't understand it, and I was like, you know what, I have to pull back, because the more I keep reminding him how much she's not the one,
right.
he gonna be like, I'm a marrier. And eventually they broke up, but it was nothing about her that I couldn't even see, like, well, she's not so cute, but it was no but. It was no but. So I've been in that
That's
situation
bad.
Before, but if he brought her home talking about this is the one, oh my God. It was my soul. But I would not want to be such a shallow individual that I would try to convince him otherwise. If he feels like
uh-huh.
that's who he wants to be with, then that's his choice. It really is. As much as I would be like, Lord, don't have no babies.
I don't want no ugly grandkids.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I think because you want the best for your children, you know? I mean, it sounds crazy.
That sounds real crazy.
It does. But,
real
but
crazy.
The flip side of that is ugly people make beautiful babies, too.
Name one.
I can't. not because I don't know one, but because I don't want to insult somebody. But I know a couple that's not really that attractive, and their baby is gorgeous.
Okay, name somebody famous.
Somebody famous?
Yes.
Who had a gorgeous child and they funny looking? Mm. Oh man! I'm gonna come back to that. I'm gonna come back to that. I gotta think.
What's Kimora Lee Simmons' baby daddy name?
Oh yeah, Russell.
No, the other one.
No, the Jimin.
The black.
Jimin. Oh yeah.
Oh my God, Jimin is fine. You think he's only?
I already got a big dick too.
He said, "I hear that."
Oh no.
Listen, I would. Next question.
Let's just move on.
I don't think he's attractive. I don't.
You don't think Jimin is handsome? No. Have you seen him in person?
I don't want to see him. Diamond. That's all I see.
Jimin is so. When I think of him, I think of Seal. Fine.
Aren't they the same person?
That's a good example. Seal and Ice Cube.
Beautiful children.
Beautiful babies.
See?
All right, look, let's move on. So let's play a quick game, you guys.
Okay.
All right, this game is entitled Fuck, Marry, or Kill.
Oh, God.
Okay, I love it already.
Wait, let me be the game person and y'all play.
Nah.
I plead the fifth.
Three of y'all. All right? So, and I have something for you, Donovan, but this is for Jennifer and April. So I want to know who you would fuck, who you would marry, and who you would kill.
First of all, I would not F anybody. Ew. Oh, my God.
It's all for fun. It's okay.
All right. Here's the list. Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Lord.
Spit it out.
Okay. I would. Who was it?
Dave Eddie Murphy, Chris
Rock. It don't matter who it is.
I would kill Dave Chappelle.
Now that's a shame. He said, well, at least they all rich.
Because he's just a bum. and I would. Eddie Murphy is like halftime gay or something. So I couldn't. But he's probably the richest one, so I marry him.
Okay.
And I would fuck Chris Rock.
Okay. All right. Thank you, April.
None.
Oh,
no.
Fun.
I am not playing this game.
Oh my God.
I have a husband to return home.
You are horrible. All right.
Fine.
I don't forget it. I'm not.
Can we change mine? Can mine be like go to the park, have lunch?
No.
No. I'm not asking April anymore. Okay, Jen. Come on. Idris Elba. Terrence Howard or Morris Chestnut?
Now, that's a good one.
Don't change your mind.
Oh. Okay, wait. Terrence Howard, Morris Chestnut, and who else?
Idris
would be your husband. Why are you umming?
Yeah, I would definitely marry Idris.
He's packing, too.
I would. Thank you.
You're not sleeping with Terrence.
Yeah, I already don't know this.
No, I would kill Terrence.
Yeah.
I would kill Terrence, and then I would fuck the shit out of Morris Chestnut.
Lord, I know his wife. She didn't really mean that. She really didn't.
You already start some problems. I know, right? If other people homes, our homes.
Okay. All right, Jim, we on the roll. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Come on, we on the roll. Drake, Meek Mill, and Future.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
She married Drake.
I would definitely marry Drake.
You're so beautiful. You know I would curl up in your arms.
I would definitely marry Drake. I would kill
me.
And I would fuck Future.
Nice. All right. One more Jen. One more for you.
One more Jen. One more Jen. She like, why are you
waiting? I actually played this when I was in Cabo with my friend.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Good.
I can imagine what that looked like.
With some drinks.
Eazy-E, Ice Cube, and Dr. Dre.
Eazy-E passed away from...
You ain't playing the game.
Oh, hell no. I would kill him because he already dead. And he had AIDS. I'm definitely fucking... Okay? I would definitely marry Dr. Dre because he is paid.
Okay.
So I would fuck. Who was the other Ice Cube?
You don't even care. You're like, ooh, whatever the other one was.
All right, those might have been a little bit easy, but I got one more set for you. Just one more set for you.
Why are you not answering none of these questions?
Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, or Bernie Sanders?
Oh, God. I would,
Why do we put Barack in there?
Right. Can we switch those around? Okay, I would kill, who was it, Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, or Bill Clinton?
Marry Bill, kill Clinton, because y'all gonna have fun. Because he's like a black man in a white man's body. So
okay, so I'm gonna marry Bill Clinton. I'm gonna fuck Joe Biden, and I'm gonna kill the other one.
Bernie, you're gonna kill Bernie.
Bernie. All right, and Donovan, we don't want you to feel left out.
Okay.
So we got three for you.
Okay.
Rihanna, LaToya Luckett, and Jennifer Williams.
Oh, hell no.
Hey,
like, hey,
that's
Ryan?
Not your question.
You see? She playing dirty.
That's not your question. That's not your question. Who would you fuck, marry, or kill?
Okay. I would fuck Jennifer, because she's right here.
Right here, right now, on the table, in front of y'all.
Not if, can we leave out the room?
I would kill Rihanna.
Okay.
Just because she just been getting ran through a little too much. And then,
stay with it.
I'll marry LaToya because I met her and she really nice and sweet.
Wait a minute now. Okay. We're not going to let you marry LaToya and our girl sit right here. Now, that's all wrong.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Jennifer, I'll marry
you. Yes. And you can F LaToya since she's so nice. She'll give it up to you.
You're right.
He backtracking, y'all. He backtracking.
Wait, is she on the show with you?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
She is. I got one for y'all, though.
What? No, for Diane, since she asking all the questions.
Okay. Diane, okay.
All right.
You got to fuck, marry, kill. You got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, John David Washington, and Donovan Carter.
Wait, who is John David Washington? Who is that?
He's on the show. That's Denzel's son.
Oh, Denzel's son.
Yeah. With the beard, he played Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay. You like chocolate, huh?
Wait. John... Donovan and
Dwayne.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Okay, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I would kill him because I don't like pretty boys and he's too pretty for me. And don't he have a white wife? Yeah, I would kill him.
He's not married anymore.
Power to the people.
His girlfriend is pregnant or something, no?
Oh, yeah, somebody is. Yeah, I heard. I don't know.
Lord, you're going to kill him before the baby sees daddy.
Yeah, I would kill him. And I would marry John, what's his name? John David Washington.
Ricky.
Yeah, I would marry him. He's young. He's got potential. And I would fuck Donovan.
Okay. That's fair.
Y'all out of control.
There's a lot of fucking going on in this room.
I'm the only one that's pure.
Oh, Lord. All right. So that was fun. Thank you, guys, for entertaining me.
That was cute.
Okay. So let's move on. What it really is and what it really ain't. So men love to live in a fantasy world and love to claim that women are their crushes. Now, if we all remember that Matt Barnes, formerly with the LA Clippers, and he was interviewed by TMZ, and they were asking him about him and Rihanna, right? And so his response was, you know, that their friendship was on the verge of kind of blossoming into something else. You know, he alluded to the fact that they were dating. And Rihanna saw the clip, of course, and she later responded on her Instagram.
Her friend saw the clip.
Some of the hashtags that said, she's not that into you. Into you at all. The devil is a liar. And defamation of character. So, what I want to know is, how often do you think men claim false reality on social media?
I think women do it too.
Yeah.
The question was, how often do you think men claim false reality?
I mean, pretty often, I think. I don't know, it's just some of these, it's just all type of social media out here. They got like Tinder now and Twitter and Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know, it's just social media just weird to me. I don't think that's the way that you're supposed to get at women, myself, you know. I like just the old-fashioned way.
Thank you,
but,
Jesus.
But you know, sometimes you find yourself sliding into the DM sometimes.
Right?
But
y'all best stop sliding that DM. Yeah, yeah. All them little pictures they be taking real quick, right? And then you be on TMZ.
Exactly. You gotta, yes. You gotta be careful.
These girls will put you on blast right. Real quick.
So, Jen, when do you think cute becomes downright thirsty? Because do you think he was being, like, funny? Or do you think he was just... Matt was just thirsty.
So wait a minute. Can I just ask a question real quick? Mm-hmm. Are we believing that he was lying and Rihanna's telling the truth?
Well, no. He didn't correct her. Mm. She corrected him. Yeah. But he didn't come back with a rebuttal. I'm just saying.
Well, they absolutely do know each other. I know that for a fact. Right. Now, what happened
now,
between them?
Now, what facts you know?
Listen, I can't give away my sources. But, as far as, like, them dating or what happened between them, like, I don't know. So, well, yeah, I don't know.
You do know, but you just aren't at liberty to share.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. Regardless, I don't think it was something for him to talk to TMZ about.
True. Okay. So you think he played himself? He was
yeah,
just thirsty.
Like, who, like, why are you being, yeah, you're being thirsty. Like, mm. Saying, you know, Rihanna, y'all, whatever he was saying. Keep that shit to yourself.
So do you think maybe that was him trying to get back at his ex-wife?
No.
No, because he, honestly, he's dumb. He's dumb. He really is. He's like, he got a couple screws loose, so. I know, because right. I had it out with him one time.
You did?
Yes. He came for me on social media, and I'm like, oh, nigga, no, not over here.
So, all right, April, do you think there's a limit on what should and shouldn't be on social media?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
TMI all day, every day. Like, for real? Come on. Like,
so what is this, like, voyeuristic nature of social media that you think that makes people feel like they should just share their entire lives?
It's power. To me. Because it's like, you know, now people have it at their fingertips.
So is it the power of the follow that people are after?
The 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're looking for the instant gratification.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like people want to be on, but they don't want to put the work to do it
the right way.
And it's like, I don't know. I think everybody, like, they got a dream of being, like, you know, celebrity or something, but...
Or just beefing with a celebrity. There's people that live for that all day.
Right,
Let me go ahead and start arguments. We can go back and forth. I can get my 5 minutes of fame. Yeah. And then, you know, it's ridiculous as it sounds. But
it's social media showing a lot of people winning, too. So you see that. You see, you know, Welvin and all these, you know, and some of these other women, all these clowns out here getting a little fame. But it don't last long.
Well, I always say is when you're active, like on television, is when you have the most interaction, you know, with fans. And I remember Beyonce saying once that she never reads the comments. So, Donovan, do you read your comments?
I definitely do.
You
but
do?
I don't have thousands of comments yet.
Okay.
But I read. You know, I read a little bit, but I don't respond to any of them because if I do, then I feel. Like, justify that I got to respond to everybody. Because it's like, you know, as a fan, you know, I'm a fan of other people. And if I'm looking like, well, why did he comment on this person? Not
right,
on mine.
Right.
But I try to just, you know, I read him. I'm curious, you know, see what people say. And, you know.
Do you ever click on, like, a comment and see, like, the girl is cute and slide in her DMs?
I don't do it anymore, but you know, I might click a couple times instead of sliding in. Like, I like your pictures, but then it's like, you don't know. Like, I've sent in DMs, and then I'm like, well, like, can we FaceTime? And it's like a million excuses. My camera's not working, or this, and I'm like,
catfish.
Nah,
catfish.
Right. You don't really look like that picture.
Yeah, that's right. Not the one. But,
he like, I know I don't look like that picture, but he don't need to know.
You gotta be careful out here.
Yeah, you did. Because you get a whole lot of what you didn't know as opposed to what you thought you knew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, Jen, I know your followers are very spirited. I've seen just a little... I've seen just about everything in your comment section. But I always feel like you have such great control, right? But every now and then, you kind of have to get with a bitch. So what makes you go over the edge when you see a comment?
You know what? It depends on how many drinks I'm... I mean, it just depends on a couple of variables. Like, if I'm drinking or I'm just, like, in one of those moods. I honestly, I don't read all my comments. Like, I kind of, like, glance over it to see mm-hmm. if, you know, I recognize a name. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of my friends or someone I know. Mm-hmm. But other than that, or if someone leaves a long-ass, like, message. Right. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? So it just kind of depends. I haven't gone off on anybody lately, but mm-hmm. I feel it coming.
Uh-oh. Don't say that. All right. And April.
It just be real inappropriate shit sometimes.
It's different for women. You know, it's different for y'all.
How? How do you think?
I don't know. Just, I mean, like, even one of my co-stars, like, some dude was like, I want you to sit on my face. And
I get that all the time. I want to bend her over, and who's fucking the shit out of her? And I'm like...
Some men, I'm like, dang, y'all disrespectful, like,
right.
It's mm-hmm. crazy, but, you know, hey, freedom of speech.
I don't get those people. I know.
The problem is people have access to you, right? Yes. You know, right. And so they're like, well, shit, let me just give it a try.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Say what I want. All right, well, before we jump into our next segment, can we play another game?
Oh, shit.
April, you guys play. Is it a clean game?
Yes, April.
Okay.
Dang, you ain't no fun.
Play.
I know. I play, but geez.
It's just a game.
I know, but I'm just...
All right, look. So we're going to play a round of rapid fire. So rapid fire is, I'm just going to say one word or a phrase, and you just tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
All right?
All at the same time? Or?
No, one at a time.
Okay.
All right? So we ready? April? Travis Scott.
Ooh. Ugly.
That was ooh.
Travis Scott.
LaFlame.
Like that. All right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Weird.
The Rock.
Big.
Amazing. Humble.
Humble. Nice. All right. Obama's gray hair.
It's nice.
Nice.
Sexy.
Mm.
Wisdom.
All right. Jennifer, Denzel Washington.
Fuck.
Donovan.
One of the best to ever do it.
One of the best. Absolutely. April.
Chicklets?
The
memes with his teeth.
Uncle Denzel.
You're wrong. Okay. Amari Hardwick's wife. Jennifer. Y'all wrong. Shallow Hal's next to me.
They looked at each other.
Shallow Hal's. Donovan, you.
I muscular since you said she was buff.
Y'all wrong. Can I have a picture back of Amari and his wife?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Okay.
I don't know what she looks
Steven,
like.
Can we have it back, please? I just want to make a point. I think she's such a cute little girl.
Yeah, she has character.
I need you.
Character.
People be like, oh, the baby is so
big. Let me just tell you the problem.
Tell me the problem.
Omari has been introduced to America as this sex symbol.
Yeah. Yes, he has.
When he came on the scene, even though it wasn't his first movie.
This is his wife, Jennifer.
It wasn't his first movie.
Where did they meet at?
Oh, shit. They were high school sweethearts, probably.
I have something that comes to mind, but I don't want to insult nobody's wife.
She looks nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The first thing that came to your mind, because you said it was, oh, no.
All right, let's move on. All right, this is a good one. Lamar Odom.
Ooh, poor baby.
Crackhead.
Lamar Odom.
Crackhead.
Y'all are horrible.
All right. Donovan.
It's a game, right?
Matt Barnes, thirst for Rihanna.
Real.
Players make mistakes too.
Jennifer, dating the sexy mailman.
Mailman?
Ew.
No, broke. No.
Donovan, dating the sexy male woman.
Get my mail on time. Or if I mess it up, she gonna mess my mail up. So.
Right. April.
Yes.
Omar marries the sexy male woman.
Uh-oh.
She's sexy?
Yeah.
All right.
We glad you approved of her. She can be broke and busted.
But she got an honest job. What's wrong with her mouthpiece?
We all need the mouthpiece.
They got good benefits. For
absolutely.
Her.
Yeah, my granny worked for the post office.
See? Oh my goodness. All right.
You and I.
So let's move on. All right. More followers, more problems. So get into social media and relationships just a little bit. So social media, I feel like, is bringing about so much pressure, right? In relationships. Everything from posting the pictures to who's liking what pictures to, you know, man crush Monday, women crush Wednesday.
Man crush every day.
Yeah, man crush every day. So social media has caused the ending of some very high-profile relationships, like Robin Thicke and Paula Patton.
No, he caused that. Wasn't no social media.
Right.
With his little frisky fingers.
So, do you think relationships are better left off of social media?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I will not put a dude up on social media that I'm dating unless I'm damn near about to get married to him.
Okay, but what about, for example, Tamar and Vince or April and LaShawn, who are on reality shows and their relationship is part of the show?
You asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you was asking.
I'm asking you, lady.
Well, no, I'm selective as to what I want to share. Because everything ain't for everybody. You know now. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting ready to be no open book for no reality paycheck. You know, you ain't getting ready to have all of that. But we're willing to be transparent only for the simple fact that there are a lot of couples that go through things and they need that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what's wrong with people today because everybody thinks it's a white picket fence.
Right.
Then when you get in there, you're like, my fence is turning gray.
Right.
This ain't right. It's broke. Let's get a divorce. And it's like, whoa, hold up. People go through stuff. So if we can be transparent and share a little bit, then it's all up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, so, we ain't going to be in the bed showing a pic of us like, nah, we ain't doing that.
All right. So, Jennifer, when social media really took off, you were married at the time. Now you're not married. Do you think it is harder for women to date now with the emergence of social media?
I think it is because, honestly, you could find out a lot of shit on social media. So I think it is definitely is harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because, I mean, I'm a good investigator. So, yeah, I mean, I can find out stuff via Twitter and, you know, IG and
right at your fingertips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely much harder. It's just you have access to so much information and you could just find out stuff and, you know, who's this dude following and this and that and blah, blah. Like you could it's just it's a world of information.
Wow. I never thought about it that way. So, Donovan, do you think the liking of multiple pictures on social media is a no-no? You're single, and you're single.
I mean, that's what Instagram's for, to like pictures. Like, I don't understand, like, why, you know, even my boy, we were just talking about this earlier, like, his girl was hit him up because some girl liked they picture together, and she like, who is this girl? Like, how does she know us?
The picture of them as a couple?
Yes, it was my boy. It was my boy and his girl. They had a picture on her page, and some girl liked it, so she hit him up like, who is this girl? Like, who, do you know her?
Yeah. Wow.
But I mean, I don't have no problem with it. I mean, that's what it's. I tell my girlfriend.
Yeah, you post
like,
a picture to get the likes, right?
Yeah, that's what I told. When I had a girlfriend, I'm like, that's what Instagram's for—to like pictures. Like,
right.
I'm so like, I can't like a picture, but people out here are jealous. Like, I don't know.
Insecure.
There we go.
So, April, have you ever confronted Sean about a social media post?
A post?
Mm-hmm. A post? A like?
A like, yes. I told him I'll break your fingers. You like a picture like that again? You like, but she liked my picture. I said, she jump off the bridge. You go jump off the bridge. No, but he did put a post up one time and I was like, was you drinking today? And it says, shout out to all the women who like big guys.
Shout them out.
No, you don't shout out the other women that like big guys. I was like, why are you shouting out the women who like big guys? I'm confused. And I know I wasn't tripping because Omar was like, did you see Sean's post today? I was like, what the?
Lord.
But I mean, I didn't come at him. I was just like, you know, to a nut.
Right.
that would look a little crazy. Right. You know, I ain't make them take it down and none of that, but I was just like, you know, you got to be careful right. because it is a world of lunatics and you know, mm-hmm. on social media. So, right. you know, you have to be selective what you put out there because right. you can invite the wrong energy. Right. So that's my concern, but I trust him completely. I know he ain't knowing nothing. He ain't right. that crazy.
Now, Jen, I mentioned when social media kind of came on the scene, you were married. So did you ever find yourself, you know, confronting Eric or the two of you in an argument about something that you seen on the internet?
We argued about a lot of shit. So I can't quite remember, but,
yes, he did.
I'm sure. It probably was something I saw on his phone, though. But, I probably stepped to him about something.
It's mm-hmm. tough, though. Like, I don't know, if you like a athlete or, like, a movie star, like, I mean, you got all these women leaving you all type of comments. So it's like, you know, you can't get too mad if a girl give you, like, some weak eyes when she, like, ain't from Kentucky and you don't even know that person. But, I don't know, it's just a different day and age. Mm-hmm. For people, but you got to be careful out here.
And right. you in a relationship, and she giving you a winky eye. That's when you say you want a black eye. Don't be sending no winky
eyes exactly. to my man. So I know you're single now, but yeah. obviously you've dated. So have you ever had an issue if maybe a woman you were dating and she posted, you know, Man Crush Monday, and it wasn't you?
That's just disrespectful.
Yeah, that is disrespectful. I mean, if it's like Michael Jackson or something, or that's Michael the only Jordan, man crush he can. And I'm like, or Jesus. I'm like, okay, that's good. Like somebody like up and coming, or you know, I'll be like, hold up, like you got you. I'm your man, but I ain't too insecure. I'm understanding, but right. just don't get mad when I post women crush or somebody else.
That's disrespectful. I'm not with that. I'm with you.
I would definitely step to my dude. Like, listen, motherfucker, I'm gonna need you to take that right on down. I'm gonna
tell y'all
the only women crush Wednesday you can put up is Mary.
Who's Mary?
Jesus, mama. Oh. Or Jane. Like, what? No, you don't do that. That's so disrespectful to the relationship.
So, Jen.
Oh, shit.
We know that you were very naked in Cabo, thanks to your social media. You look amazing, by the way.
I'm on the beach. What am I supposed to wear?
You look amazing.
You look amazing. Great. I didn't say that. Why are you looking at me?
You look amazing in all your pictures, but I'm just wondering, do you ever make it a priority to look good so that when you post a picture, you will be somebody else's Women Crush Wednesday?
No, I just post because I think I look fabulous in posts.
Because you just find yourself.
But I don't do it to like be somebody's crush or for the attention. I'm not trying to be nobody's crush anyway. I'm trying to be a wife.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I like that. Now, Donovan, what would you say is probably the worst argument that you've heard of a couple have because of social media?
I don't know. Most of my friends' argument, they're guilty. Like, what they do. So it is no argument. Like, they trying to just argue because
they got caught.
Yeah, they got caught. But I guess my boy just said, like, some girl liked a picture from on his girlfriend page, and he didn't even know who it was, and like she brought it up. So
she trying to give him a case.
Yeah, she just trying to be messy.
Yeah, that's kind of ludicrous.
I don't know. Well, actually, no. I had a girlfriend, and my friend I went to high school with. She posted something on my page just saying hello, and my girlfriend was going in on her, like called her fat and every like
what?
Called her like a fat bitch, and I'm like. I'm like, what are you like? Why are you doing this on my page? First of all, like,
I hate when people argue on my page.
She got real disrespectful for no reason. Like, I was mad at her. Like, you don't even know this girl. Like, why are you coming at her like that? Should we just friends? Like, I ain't never had sex with the girl or nothing. We just went to high school together. But she just went off on her, and then I went off on my girlfriend.
Did y'all stay together after that?
Well, he's single.
Yeah, we did, but we shouldn't have. Right. But we did. That should have been like red flag.
Yeah, man. You in violation. You on my page. Listen, take that down the street.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, I know my husband has so many friends. My husband has friends all over the world. We go to other countries, and he runs into people that he knows. Wow, and he has a lot of female friends. And he always gets so many comments from women. And it's never inappropriate, but I do be reading all them shits. Like, bitch, don't try me.
You better. Somebody else read me.
Yeah, I'm like, don't act like you really know Mr. Haley that much.
You don't know him like I know. Argument about
Diane, on
social media? No, we haven't.
Diane's too classy.
I be reading. I don't always. I be reading. Like, okay, I'm just checking.
Like, let me see what this half forgot to say.
Don't get too familiar over here. You know?
Because you can't fuck him like I do.
You definitely said that on the episode.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
You was drinking.
Yeah. I was like, what is the
next question?
Oh, gosh.
Next question. All right. So, moving right along, let's jump into our segment, I'm Just Saying. So, what I'm just saying is that we encourage all of our viewers to basically reach out to us, share with us questions they might have or, you know, topics that they want us to talk about. So, this week we actually got a great email from somebody, and she said, I love your show and really value your diverse perspectives. I truly hope that it will gain the traction necessary to make you all feel heard and appreciated. Wow. I don't know why she would think we ain't heard and appreciated. It's okay. I'm going to go with you now. So she says, as a new mom who has intentionally made the decision to focus on family and thankfully has the means, I'd really like to hear your opinions on being the controversial, submissive wife. This assumes that the husband has the vision, intent, and ability to lead. Mrs. Dan.
I knew you was going to say that. You know, I think the average woman today thinks being submissive is not having control. They really look at it like that. And that was actually, I had a hard time when I first met my husband. And, you know, that's really big for most PK kids, and that's how they're raised and brought up. And I, being an independent woman, was like, what? You want me to do what? No, that ain't gonna work. But once I got out of my own way and thinking and having all of these thoughts of what it might end up being like, it was so far from the truth. You know, I think a man who really loves the Lord doesn't abuse the submissive part.
Right.
It's not about me owning you and dictating. It's about you trusting me to be the head of our household and to guide us in the way we need to. Now, that does not mean you can't say, okay, well, I honor that, but here are my strengths. So let me operate in those areas because that's where I'm stronger. And that's pretty much how it is for my house. I definitely, you know, I consider my husband in everything I do. I know y'all be looking at me like I'm crazy. They be like, girl, you want God for that? I be like, well, let me call my husband and see what he, they be like, over there in the car. But it's
do be
just
sounding like that sometimes.
It do, but you know, it's so not like that. I mean, we really love each other. We really love spending time with each other, and we're very considerate of each other. And not just that's just the union we've created for ourselves. So I would never want him not to check with me on things because you know that could be a problem. So I just try to treat him the way I want to be treated. So submission is not a bad thing.
Okay.
I think more women need to try and explore in that area because, you know, and then when stuff go wrong, you can blame them. So it's really some power in that submission.
So, Jen, what about you? What would you say to our, you know, our viewer who's struggling with that concept?
I think it's okay to be submissive. Like, I want my man to lead me, you know? I don't think that means you have to give up your independence because you're being submissive. Like, I think, you know, if he's a good man, you should want to be submissive and you should want to, you know, make him feel good and you should want to cater to him.
Yeah, but, okay, but Donovan, let me ask you this. Do you think that women that are independent and successful and married, do you think that those women are able to really turn off those roles? Because at work, she might have to be powerful. She might have to be aggressive. Right. She might have to be a bitch to get done what needs to get done.
Right.
Do you think that those type A-type women can come home and be the opposite?
I mean, I think it will take some time. It's probably hard for them to turn it off and on. But I mean, for me, I think, you know, the man is always supposed to be the head of the household. And I mean, like, that doesn't mean that the woman doesn't have a say so in a relationship, but at the end of the day, like, the man's supposed to take care of the, you know, the house, the kids, and her. So mm-hmm. you gotta respect the man, let him do what he do. And I mean, for me, it's all about, you know, you're a team, it's a teamwork. So, you know, and any man is going to involve his wife in any decision he makes because, mm-hmm. like you said, you don't want to get blamed. You know, ain't nothing worse than your wife telling you, I told you.
You talking about you the head in the household, you done led us into a wall.
Exactly. So, but, I mean, it probably takes some time. It probably takes some women some time, and that's probably why a lot of these women are single because they not.
Excuse me?
Not you.
Yeah, not you. Maybe, I don't know. But you know, it's tough. It's tough. But you know, if you got to work. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
So you just got to work on your flaws, and you know.
Okay. It's a team. Everybody got a key part. Just because you being submissive doesn't mean you don't have a role.
Right. But you know, I'm gonna go back to Jennifer for a minute because I know I heard what you said. But I also know that one of the things you've said is that when you were married, you know, your life was so much about Eric. Mm-hmm. Everything was about Eric. And so now it's very much about you, right? So how do women balance that? How do you balance not, you know, it's great to have a man of means so you don't have to work. But then how do you balance being submissive versus losing yourself?
I mean, I think that's hard because at one point, you know, I was just kind of used to being independent, and then I got thrown into this situation where I really just didn't have to do anything. So, and it's like, okay, that's cool for a minute, but it gets old quick. Mm-hmm. And I think just because of how I was raised, I was like, okay, I can't just, you know, just be here and not do anything, because I feel like you'll look up and it'll be 4 years later and you're like, what the hell have I been doing for myself? Yeah, right. So I think it is easy to get caught up in that. But I mean, if you're an ambitious woman, that only lasts but for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, you know, I don't think I've struggled with the issue of submissiveness, but I have definitely never wanted to lose myself. Like, I, you know, Donovan, I design a lot of weddings, right? So I work with a lot of couples, a lot of famous couples. In fact, I did Jennifer and April's wedding, right?
Okay.
So I just see how women, you know, get in relationships, they get married, they completely lose themselves, and their husband becomes their just everything. And sometimes people fall out of love. Mm. And when they fall out of love, those same women are just lost and left trying to, like, find themselves all over again. And I just don't agree with that.
It's a terrible... No. That's not a good feeling.
I think even when you're married, you need to, like, have your own life. You need to still go out with your friends. Yeah. You need to do stuff for yourself because you need to be able to have conversations about something other than what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's still important, whether it's a job or a hobby or something, you need to keep your independence.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Donovan, do you want a submissive trophy wife?
No, I don't. I mean, I want my wife to make more money than me. Like, I want you to have your own goals. And I mean, it's a new day and age. Like, I feel like that. I mean, I know my father, he was kind, you know, my stepmother, she was like an entertainer. So, like, I would see my dad, like, work his butt off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of see my stepmom, you know, she worked when she worked, but she'd be chilling a lot too. So I was just like, you know, my wife got to be doing something. You just can't be at the house all day just, mm-hmm. you know, watching TV or, you know, something. If you're going to be a housewife, be a great housewife, you know.
Right.
There should be food on the table and the house should be clean and, you know, it's just, but there's so many opportunities out here for everybody, and especially now for women. So I just, you know, I feel like you can do anything you put your mind to, and you don't have to just settle for just being that. But some women, that's all they want to be. They just want to be married, have kids, and be taken care of. But, you know, like Jennifer said, it only lasts so long. And after a while, you get, you know, you lose yourself and you want to bring something to the table. And if you just let your husband take control of everything, then you're probably just going to be depressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Well, ladies and gentlemen at home watching, you know that it is almost cuffing season. And so this is just a reminder that we are still looking for Jennifer's bae. So make sure you post a selfie. Tag us in it, or use the hashtag Just Saying Show, or use the hashtag Jennifer's Bay, because we want to hear from you.
We do.
Me and April, we're going to find her, Mr. Wright.
Yes. And if you stick around, we're going to find you, Mrs. Wright. Yeah. We're done with you.
After Christmas.
That is wrong. That is wrong. So, Donovan, yes. Why don't you tell our viewers about your new season and where they can find you, where they can expect to see you on television, yeah, and how they can keep up with you on social media?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm Donovan Carter. My Twitter is DCSoulFly90, and my Instagram and Facebook is DonovanW.Carter. And we're about to leave, start filming Ballers Season 2 down in Miami pretty soon. And the show comes out next June after Game of Thrones goes off.
Uh-huh.
And we did 10 episodes the first season. And the second season is probably going to be 10 episodes. And we did really good. Ratings were good. Mm-hmm. It was the highest rated comedy in the last 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So,
it's really good.
Yes, wow.
Me and my husband watch it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, it's entertaining. Mark Wahlberg is producing it. Peter Berg.
Right.
And The Rock's a star of it. So just athletes and they all in the off season outside of football and their lifestyles. So, you know, it's going to be a fun show.
Nice.
It's in Miami. Everybody loves Miami.
Yeah, we'll be looking for it. Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. So, Jennifer, some last pieces of advice for all of the shallow hows out there and how they can keep up with you.
Listen, I get it that the first attraction is physical, but it has to be something deeper than physical. So you need to search the person's soul and make sure that they are a good person, because looks fade with time. And you can keep up with me at I Am Jennifer on Twitter and on Instagram, JenniferWilliams17.
Yes. And I will say, I'm going to piggyback that. The first attraction is not the main attraction. Yeah. And I'm April Daniels on Instagram and Twitter.
You know, I remember a time when I thought looks were everything. I thought looks and resume and profile and credit score and on and on was everything that I needed. And ultimately, I fell in love with the heart and soul of the greatest man I've ever met, other than my father. And I try to teach my daughter, I'm trying to teach my girl Jennifer over here, to definitely look at the heart of a man, because looks fade, beauty fades, things start to sag, and you just hope
gravity kicks in
and you hope that you will be with the one that will love you through all of it. Now, you can keep up with me at Diane Valentine across all social media platforms, and please follow us at Just Saying Show _. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Good night.
Just saying. From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Gianna Hobson, and the entire PHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owner, the producer.